As our year-end review continues today, WPKY's News Edge takes a look back at some of the top stories in Caldwell and Lyon counties in 2023. In April, Fredonia native Ellie McGowan was crowned Miss Murray State University for 2023 after she beat out 14 other contestants to win the title. McGowan is a graduate of Crittenden County High School and attends MSU, where she is majoring in agriculture and is active on campus as a member of Alpha Omicron Pi, student ambassador team lead, and member of the Honors College. She was also elected president of the Student Government Association. In June, Princeton and Caldwell County commemorated the significance of the Juneteenth holiday during a special celebration at Dodson Park in Princeton. More than 50 community members attended the celebration. The featured speaker for the day was George Rafford, who is president of the Genesis Express organization in Trigg County. Princeton Mayor Brock Thomas and Caldwell County Judge Executive Coda Young also made remarks, and Carl Copeland served as the master of ceremonies. The event closed out with a fireworks display put on by Josh Dunk Duncan. In July, Princeton Optimist Club President George Kilgore announced that Melissa and John Ernest had been selected to serve as the Grand Marshals for the 2023 Black Patch Festival. Kilgore said Melissa had been active in the educational system and civic groups for many years.
Melissa taught school here in the Caldwell County School System and continues to teach at the college level. During her time in education, she was very active with her students in the history department and taking them on different activities and spending time with them. And she's also active in the community as a member of the Rotary Club and different other organizations in town. If you know Melissa, you just love to be around her.
John has served the community and the Optimist Club by donating his time in various roles.
John has worked at the Research Center here in Princeton for several years. He's been active in this community, helping out Melissa with her activities. He has volunteered his time to help with the 4-H sharpshooters. He has helped with the Optimist Club in various activities as part of his role as a police officer here in Princeton. He helps each year with the Black Patch Parade, directing traffic and on the street, helping with security. John's also been known to donate his time for various other school projects. Basically, any time any security activities at the school over the years, he's been very active in that.
The 2023 Black Patch Parade in Princeton was held on Friday evening, September 8th, followed by the annual Black Patch Festival on Saturday, featuring a day of family fun activities, music, and a record number of booths. In August, Princeton City Council heard some exciting economic development news about new restaurants and other businesses coming to Princeton. Planning Commission Administrator Jenny Clark, who's also with Economic Development, told Your News Edge some new restaurants are coming into Princeton, along with a major retailer and some other businesses.
It's really excited to announce that Wild Horse Western has moved up here and located on Green Street. We're also excited to announce that Copper Top Barbecue has bought the Tiger Den out on Dawson Road and is looking to move up here to Princeton. Cricket Wireless is going to be out in the plaza by Rulers on the in-building. We also have a major retailer that is going to be locating in the building between the Rulers and the Tractor Supply store. We will make an announcement on their name later. Icon Inc., a new tattoo parlor, is opening up in the O'Quality Ford building.
Last month, it was confirmed the major retailer coming to Princeton in the future is Marshalls, a retail store that specializes in discounted brand name items, including accessories, shoes, and housewares. Clark also announced a couple of construction projects for a new medical supply business and new mini storage units, as well as another opportunity for the community involving the purchase of a local distillery.
We've had some individual citizens come in and they have bought the Crooked Tail Distillery, and they're looking for people with investment capital. They're looking to allow use of their facility for you turning your business plan to them, and they'll work with you on what, you know, they're looking to get in their building, and it's a really exciting opportunity to get started without all the additional upfront cost of having all your utilities turned on and having the overhead of your rent too.
WPKY's News Edge will continue our year-end review coming up Friday morning. With your WPKY News Edge, I'm Tammy Hancock.